All right, here we go. I think the best way to demonstrate this is to demonstrate this. So I have two tracks.
Track to helicopter audio, mute.
Helicopter audio, muted.
Track one, helicopter movement.
Helicopter movement. And this has a couple of plugins on it. One is manipulator. Let's just look at the mixer, actually.
Mixer, layout, area, in helicopter movement, setting, or insert, MIDI plugin, group.
Oh, it's doing that again. So let's just have a look.
In the plugin, list, modulator.
Modulator. Okay.
Note repeater, list button.
Yeah, it's got two modulators on it.
Out of MIDI plug, insert bar, MIDI plugin, group, MIDI plug, input, group.
And then for an input, we've got manipulator, which is the Polyverse vocal thing.
An input, group, open, button,
sure
list button, menu, manipulator, submenu,
yes.
List button.
And the only reason that that's on the track is because it can sidechain too, if I open up the plugin.
Open button. Helicopter movement.
This audio
helicopter
track is hidden.
Toolbar, wipe, manual, sidechain, audio one, pop-up button.
Audio one, helicopter movement. I could just as well sidechain that to my voice as well if I do the following.
Menu, naptic, none, audio, sub input, sub menu, audio, sub menu.
Yeah.
Input, sub input, sub input two, input three,
that
input
one.
Three, pop-up button.
Like that. And then the other thing on this track.
List button, out of insert bar, audio plugin, group.
Is this audio plugin, which is the Ambio Orbit plugin. And so the reason that you'd want to do it this way, and I want to use the compressor, is because although this currently is mono audio, if I wanted to bring stereo audio in, the compressor will sum it to mono. So why do I want to automate it this way? Because I can record these changes in real time, which I'm now moving myself around the stereo spectrum and lifting it above your head and sliding it back down below your knees. Hello, I'm down here, down to your left, up to your right. Come on, that's it. Down here, down to the right, that's it. And I want to do that in real time from my keyboard. So I've got two MIDI modifier plugins active on the track at one time. I've got one that does elevation, and I've got one that does azimuth, which will fly this thing side to side. I do not, absolutely don't want to spend 17 hours of my life doing this on an audio track when I can mess with it in real time. And this is just one plugin instance. Imagine if I wanted to do a filter live or anything else. So the manipulator plugin is literally acting as a proxy. It's literally acting as a proxy so that I can just do this in real time, sitting on a track. I'm not even recording yet, but if I wanted to record those movements, I could. That's what's so cool about this. Hi, I'm up here. Look, ceiling, left, that's it. Up high. Now I'm on this side. So this is why this is so cool. And this is why I really am trying to find a first-party solution that isn't going to cost people anything, because you shouldn't buy manipulator just to do this one thing. That's dumb. I mean, the plugin itself is awesome anyway, of course, but there's got to be a better way, an easier way, using a stock Logic plugin to do this that will allow stereo. Because I can do it in mono with compressor, with the gate, because even the gate can have a sidechain monitor. But I cannot, for the life of me, work out how to do this without this plugin if I want to do it in stereo. And that just seems like a really silly situation to be in.